Meantime, in the warm Gulf waters west of Florida, another storm is gaining strength. Hurricane Rita is now a Category 5 storm with top winds around 165 miles an hour. Rita is tracking westward toward the Texas coast. To better understand what's powering Rita, we called Chris Lanzi. He's a science officer at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Warm water is one of the key ingredients for intensification of hurricanes, but it's not the only part. You also need very moist air. You need an unstable atmosphere to allow thunderstorms to develop. And probably most importantly, you need a lack of wind shear, which is changing winds with height. And over the last couple days, Rita has encountered all of those key ingredients. But even though it looks like it's very warm throughout the whole Gulf of Mexico, the subsurface waters are very much mixed, that you have some areas that are cool in the subsurface and some that are very warm, because there's a pocket called the loop current, which is part of the Gulf Stream circulation. Currently, the storm is over that, and it's feeding off that very warm, very deep water. But there are portions of the western and northern Gulf of Mexico that don't have warm water that extends to a depth that is cool below. So that's one hope, that if the storm mixes some of this cool water up, that it would be kind of self-limiting on how strong it could get.
So what does that mean for the communities all along the Gulf Coast?
Well, what it means is that, you have a major hurricane in the Gulf, and it's going to hit somewhere where there's people living, and we have to start preparing for when that makes landfall, sometime Friday night or Saturday morning.
At what point will you be able to call officials in the towns and the cities and the jurisdictions and give them some sort of fairly accurate predictions on what they might face?
Yeah. Well, at this point, the cone of uncertainty extends from about the Texas-Mexico border up through the western third of Louisiana, which puts Texas in the area of highest risk. Because of a 2.5-day forecast, would still have an average error of about 125 to 150 miles. We'd rather not specify exact spots. So really, interests all along from Brownsville to the western third of Louisiana need to pay very much attention to what's going on.
Looking at the map, that's a huge area that you're describing.
That's right, but it does reflect the true uncertainty of making a 2.5-day forecast. These predictions have gotten a lot better over time. In fact, they're 50% smaller error compared to just 15 years ago. So they're improving, but by no means are they perfect.
Well, since it's out over the open water, how do you monitor that?
Well, we have a variety of tools for doing that. We do have land-based radars that are able to give estimates of what the rain and position is. We are doing that through about noon today from the Key West radar. We also have a variety of aircraft that fly into the hurricane to take actual measurements of what's going on. We have a fleet of satellites that are peering down on the earth to measure the position of the storm and get an idea of the size of the extent of strong winds as well.
You know, this is an area where you've got a lot of bays and a lot of inlets and a lot of islands, long rectangular islands there along the Gulf Coast. Are they particularly vulnerable?
Oh, certainly. Because the waters are fairly shallow offshore, that accentuates the storm surge problem. And we saw that dramatically with Katrina along the Mississippi coast in particular. And so if this does come ashore as a Category 3, 4, or 5, we're going to see a very high storm surge and a very big impact because of that.
Chris Lanzi, thanks so much for this information.
Yeah, glad to help out.
Chris Lanzi is a science officer at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Thousands of people are streaming away from the Texas Gulf Coast. As Hurricane Rita approaches, evacuations are underway from Corpus Christi north to Port Arthur. Galveston County began emptying out yesterday, and today Houston officials ordered people out of low-lying areas. Officials told people to prepare for flooding as far as 35 miles inland. Governor Rick Perry has already declared the state a disaster area. In West Columbia, Texas, southwest of Houston, 84 residents at the Sweetbriar Development Center for the Mentally Retarded were boarding buses. Carolyn Milton is Sweetbriar's director and oversees some of its affiliated homes in the area. She says the trickiest part is simply logistics.
We have quite a few residents who are medically fragile. And we've been doing things like making arrangements, say, for one to have dialysis in the town where they're evacuating, for people who eat with through tube feeding to have the equipment that's needed. We have to arrange for nurses to go with us on these things, make sure the food's the right temperature. There are folks that, because of their medical condition, can't go too long without eating. And we've even had to arrange for hotel rooms at the halfway point, like maybe just a couple, where we can stop the buses, get the ones out who have to have special medical or eating services, and get them taken care of, and then go on with the rest of the journey.
About 45 miles south of Galveston is Freeport, Texas, a town of about 14,000 people. We reached the mayor, Jim Phillips, as buses were about to load residents and carry them inland. The mayor says officials will go door to door tonight, urging people to leave.
My worst case scenario, that people will not heed our warning. We haven't had a major hurricane down in the city of Freeport in 40-something years, 44 years, so I'm afraid people will not react as they should. And too many people are going to think that it'll go away and they're going to try to ride it out. That's what really scares me.
North of Freeport, on Business Route 288, an evacuation corridor, Elaine Brose runs KC All Seasons, a gas station. She sold all her gas, she's taped up the windows, and she'll close up and leave once all the diesel's gone. Brose says a steady stream of customers have been buying what they consider necessities as the storm threatens.
Cigarettes, we sold lots of cartons of cigarettes. I almost sold out. 12 packs, I've sold out of water. Lottery. They can't leave that lottery alone.
Few, however, were gambling with their lives. Along another evacuation route in Lake City, Texas, Leslie Goins works as a waitress at Kelly's Country Cookin' Restaurant. She says there's a robust exodus. People aren't taking any chances.
After Katrina, they're not going to waste any time sitting it out, and most of them are just grabbing what they can and leaving. And the traffic's pretty heavy on the main street right now, bumper to bumper.
Leslie Goins says that when her shift ends, she'll pack up her pictures and mementos, and like tens of thousands of others, she too will head inland.